Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. Kind of cruising home. Thank you so much for having us on today. Do want to point something out to you. If you're thinking about or maybe in the process of making your way over to Pensacola International to pick somebody up, I want to go. I always like to run down the board with you just to let you know in case you have to run out there and grab somebody. What's not optimal at this point. And there are a few, well, Austin, there's about four or five additions to this board now. Wow. Since we last spoke last hour. Let me just start off at, it was 6:05, Spirit 2892, coming up out of Orlando, was supposed to have touched down. Now that has been delayed over an hour now. Look for it about 7:15. And once again, I'm only bringing this to your attention in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport, save you a little bit of time and effort there, maybe not having to park and spend a few bucks. So these are the flights that are in question tonight. Coming up out of Tampa, 6:10 touchdown. It's a Silver Flight 80. Now it's about an hour and 15 minutes late, 7:25, touchdown now in Pensacola. There is a flight coming up out of Charlotte, American Airlines 5429, 7:29, touchdown. Now expected a little bit, about 15 minutes late. So that one's really not so bad. And Frontier, it's a Denver flight, 3930, 9:16, touchdown. Now about 10 o'clock on that one. Dallas Fort Worth. Here's a flight, 9:27 touchdown. It's 2102. Delayed now until about 10:45. And the last on the list of questionable flights is coming up out of Washington Reagan, American flight 5544, 9:39 touchdown now, about 10:15 or so. So that kind of brings you up to speed on the planes and flights that are having a little bit of delay problems tonight. Other than that, board looks good. Austin.
All righty. 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. If you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 60 tonight, so it's about as chilly as it's going to get this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Tuesday, starting kind of warmer, high of 72, but Tuesday night, low of 44.
And keep thinking about that, especially if you're traveling tomorrow. Let me give you the potential airport weather delays for Tuesday. Again, getting out of Pensacola is really not going to be your problem. It's going to get to those hub towns, Atlanta, Charlotte, Houston, Dallas. Those cities could be your problem areas because weather delays scheduled for Tuesday, you're going to find the delays in Chicago, Detroit, New York, all day in Detroit, primarily afternoon hours in Philadelphia, as well as afternoon hours in Washington, D.C. So, just be aware. And always the rule of thumb, please live by it. Just contact the air carrier. Get the latest information from them, and they will set you pretty straight on what's going on there. Look at this. They're thinking it's going to be raining like crazy in New York City tomorrow night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This could be a real sloppy one. So you might want to check into the ball dropping on TV because the aesthetics will be even worth it. Okay, NYC officials announcing security measures for the celebrate New Year celebration in Times Square is on. About finalized, Nate Foy is there with the latest from Times Square.
They said that things are going well. They are operating in a heightened threat environment, and they said they have been ever since October 7th. So they're ready for any Israel-Hamas protesters. They're ready for any threat. They have teams specifically dedicated to catching pickpocketers. New York Governor Kathy Hochul put out a statement that reads in part, quote, "As we gather in New York City to celebrate the start of a new year, I've directed our state agencies to take all necessary steps to ensure that New Yorkers and visitors can celebrate safely and peacefully. New York State Police, National Guard, and the New York Homeland Security Team will all be working together tomorrow night."
Mm. Wow. Selling a lot of umbrellas.
Yes, absolutely.
And let me show you this raincoat over here.
And national numbers show an 18% increase in homelessness from last year, but there's good news locally. Both Escambia and Santa Rosa County saw a slight decrease in homeless rates, at least according to a recent report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Both Escambia County and the city of Pensacola recently passed camping bans to stay in accordance with state law.
I thought I'd tell you about this because you're too late. What I'm talking about. The registration and party change deadline was today for the upcoming Republican Party primary. Just wanted to tell you what was going on and what kind of played out here. The special election is to fill the, of course, U.S. House District 1 seat following the resignation of Matt Gaetz. The primary election set to go January 28th, and the general election will be held April the 1st. The 2025 special primary election is for Republican voters only because there are multiple Republican candidates and only one Democrat, Gail Valmon, I believe it is.
Yes. And let's see. Ooh, already around 6:19. We'll take a quick break. When we return, an area student soon having artwork hanging in the state capitol in Tallahassee. Got nice details on that good news and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's chief financial officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hey, it's Sandy Zerm. I'm a marketing consultant with ADX Communications, and I want to wish you all a very happy new year and a prosperous 2025.
This is Jeremy, the tribal director here at ADX Communications, wishing you all a happy new year, and go Buckeyes!
Hi, this is Morgan. I'm a promotion assistant wishing you a very happy new year.
Happy New Year!
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PECK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PEC to 321-321. That's PECK to 321-321.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, In a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Make 2025 a great year full of hope and prosperity. Hey, this is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy new year.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Touch of Prince for you this Monday afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great day today. Hey, if you're a Pensacola Energy Gas customer, you might be getting some bucks here. I see there you're eligible for a refund that is connected to a 2015 class action lawsuit. That lawsuit alleges the city had been unlawfully collecting franchise fees. Get this, from the year 1970. Yes, the fees, that's a long time.
It is.
Okay, the fees could amount to between $18 million to $20 million. The actual amount has not been determined by the court. That case is still pending. And I see that because I don't want to go off and dive into this, but I did notice in some media information today, Pensacola Gas was going up on rates. I think that's what... We were getting something. We don't have the exact. Keep it on News Radio 92.3.
We'll get back to you on that.
We'll get back to you. No, we will have something. I'm sure Andrew will have something on that tomorrow morning, the Pensacola Morning Show. So check him out 5 to 9 o'clock.
All right.
So, anyway, also, I want to just kind of throw this in here. This sanctuary jurisdiction things, you know, the city's claiming we are a sanctuary city. You can't, ICE cannot come in here. Well, let me tell you something. Those leaders are now receiving a warning in writing in response to their pledges not to cooperate with any mass deportation efforts by the incoming Trump administration. Fox has more on this one.
The letter comes from President Trump's incoming deputy chief of staff's legal team, warning 250 sanctuary governors, mayors, and police chiefs they face prosecution if they interfere with the planned mass deportation, calling it a crime to conceal or shield immigrants. But local sanctuary laws prohibit police from, quote, communicating with ICE. They can't confirm the existence of or release date for migrants in their custody. That conflicts with federal law, which says the opposite, that state and local governments cannot restrict police from communicating with ICE.
Just past 6:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. North Palafox Street. This is near Maxwell Street. That's near Pensacola High School. Do have some minor backups there. Outside of that, there's not too much on the roads holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 62 degrees, low of 60 tonight, mostly clear skies this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 72 once again. Maybe some clouds here and there, but nothing too severe. And Tuesday night, very clear skies, very cold as well, low of 44.
Okay, coming up at 6:37, I'm going to... Got to discuss the good guys, the Ice Flyers, having that rough outing against Peoria Saturday. We'll talk about that. We'll also look down the week here and talk about the record-setting crowd that they had over at the Bay Center. Boy, the crowd was huge. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes and a lot of other sports. We'll talk about some of the bowl games that were played. The one game was played today. We'll set it up for you tomorrow. A lot of sports coming up in just a few minutes from right now.
Yes, and mentioned this before the break, an area student soon having artwork hanging in the state capitol in Tallahassee. Santa Rosa County School Board spent time at their last meeting congratulating Lila Wise for winning the art in the capitol competition, which is open to all middle school students in the state. Lila's artwork was submitted by Gulf Breeze Middle School art teacher Rachel Southworth, who said she's the only student in 36 years that can visualize and draw with accuracy without any visual reference.
That's amazing.
Yeah, good for her.
It amazes me to watch people draw things. You know, just
especially when you see more minimalist work, and it's like how they can capture so much in just a few strokes. Meanwhile, you're just sitting here and you're, you know, trying your hardest, you know, tongue sticking out, like, you know, you're trying so hard to get it, and you just, you soon realize you just suck at drawing.
Trying not to so hard to screw up the stick man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Want to make sure those are symmetrical arms you got.
Hey, Trump world seems somewhat divided when it comes to a certain type of visa. We're talking about the H-1B visa. Got everybody jacked up about this one. Matt Flynn has the story.
There's been a little bit of a flare-up inside the Trump world over these visas, with Elon Musk saying he'll go to war defending the visas. Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley also weighing in on the topic. And President-elect Trump has essentially settled the matter for now, telling the New York Post he's in favor of visas and he'll continue supporting them. Now, the visas historically have allowed skilled foreign workers access into the United States, an estimated 85 to 200,000 plus per year. However, some Republicans and Democrats tell Fox News that the H-1B program is broken. The visas should not be given away to everyday jobs that Americans can do.
Well, I mean, that's a fair perspective. I'm sure one that will be controversial.
Sure they'll just say, okay, put that one on the to-do list.
Yes.
And move on.
More than a dozen Cuban migrants are in custody after they came ashore in the Florida Keys. Authorities say 5 women and 11 men were spotted near Key West International Airport late last night. 2 of the 16 migrants were rushed to a nearby hospital due to dehydration and loss of feeling in parts of their body. The rest of the group were handed over to U.S. Border Patrol agents while their boat was secured by state wildlife officials.
All right. Federal judge tells former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez his sentencing later this month will not be delayed. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
U.S. District Judge Sidney Stein denied the defense's request to push back ex-Senator Menendez's sentencing. It will be handed down as scheduled on January 29th. Menendez's lawyers were concerned their client's punishment could have an effect on any jury hearing his wife Nadine's case. Her trial was scheduled to start January 21st, but Judge Stein delayed that proceeding until February 5th. Nadine Menendez is facing fraud and bribery charges, as her husband did. Lawyers argued having Menendez sentenced during his wife's trial would also take an emotional toll on both. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
All right, this is News Radio 92.3. How you doing, folks?
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Carter family friend Andrew Greer on Fox's Your World says the late President Jimmy Carter wanted to be remembered for his undertaking of peace negotiations.
I know in an interview when he was asked what does he want to be remembered as, he said, a man of peace.
Carter died Sunday at the age of 100. The former president won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 for his efforts to promote human rights and resolve conflicts around the world. A national day of mourning, January 9th. President-elect Trump backing House Speaker Mike Johnson in Friday's vote for the speakership. It's jeopardized as some House Republicans are withholding support. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney pushing back against critics.
What some of these people that are frustrating to see my own colleagues say is that, well, why does he work with Democrats? We have to work with Democrats.
Tenney on making money with Charles Payne. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A federal appeals court today upholding a $5 million verdict that E. Jean Carroll won against President-elect Trump when a jury found the U.S. President-elect liable for sexually abusing and then later defaming the former magazine columnist. A unanimous 3-judge panel rejected Trump's argument that the trial judge made mistakes in letting jurors hear evidence about the Republicans' alleged past sexual misconduct. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping more than 415 points, the S&P 500 lost 63, and the NASDAQ dropped nearly 1.2%. Natural gas prices soared today, placing it on track for their biggest jump in more than 2 years. The spike comes as traders brace for colder temperatures in the U.S. and Europe for January. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for February are about $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. What a fun story. The Washington Commanders have been in their second season removed from Daniel Snyder owning the team. A once proud franchise and fan base is now back, and they have something to cheer for again. It was great to see them clinch a playoff spot last night, and Jaden Daniels is a young star at quarterback, and he's the perfect person to be the face of what feels like a brand new organization moving forward. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
I'm Fuad Rivais, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our 35th president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Roxanne. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is 6:37. Nice Monday afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Good guys had a rough outing against Peoria Saturday, losing 4-2. Beside that loss, the team set a single-game attendance record before the largest hockey crowd, 7,325. You know I'm talking about the Ice Flyers here. Well, they're back on the road tomorrow up in Macon. That game then shifts back to home ice on Friday against Birmingham. They're doing a big event there that Friday night. They're doing the Cars Jersey Night. Cars as in Disney, Pixar.
The film,
productions,
yeah.
Right, the film. All the characters are out there. Puck Drop 705 in the Bay Center. So that is a lot of stuff going on, especially with the Ice Flyers this year. So coming up, they're back home Friday night.
All righty. And tonight we got some NFL action for you. Week 17 wrapping up with Monday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers hosting the Detroit Lions. That's at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. Lions enter at 13-2 after winning last week in Chicago. They're battling with the Vikings for that top seed in the NFC. The 49ers, meanwhile, one of the most disappointing teams of the season. 6-9 right now. They have been eliminated from playoff contention. You can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And kickoff officially set for 7:15. Also, the Miami Dolphins entering the final week of the regular season, not knowing if Tua Tagovailoa's hip injury will be healed enough to allow him to play in New York this upcoming Sunday, or whether Tyler Huntley will be under center again instead. Coach Mike McDaniel is optimistic about wide receiver Jaylen Waddle playing Sunday afternoon against the Jets after missing Sunday's win in Cleveland. With a win against the Jets coupled with a loss by Denver against Kansas City, the Fins will clinch the AFC's final wildcard spot.
Okay, both of our sports franchises in Pensacola here, they always do a great job. I was just talking to you about the Ice Flyers. Blue, don't forget about the Wahoos. Blue Wahoos are delivering an early 5 to 8 p.m. New Year's Eve experience. For the first time in 6 years, the stadium will host Kazoo's rocking New Year's Eve party featuring country music artist Jesse Ritter and a fireworks show igniting at 8 p.m. tomorrow night for New Year's. So, you heard about the Ice Flyers doing their cars thing.
Yeah.
And now the Wahoos just rocking it with Kazoo over at the stadium tomorrow night.
And on college football's side of things, we did have a thrilling bowl game today, the Music City Bowl, between a top 20 Missouri and Iowa. Iowa, man, it was 27-24 Tigers. Hawkeyes trying to get a fresh set of downs just inside Missouri's territory to try to keep their chances of perhaps tying, if not winning the game, alive. Went for it on 4th-and-1, did not get it. Great stop by Mizzou. So the Tigers do hold on. And they were supposed to win. They played tougher competition, allegedly, throughout the season. They were the one in the top 20, so they should have won that game. Tomorrow, man, we've got quite a loaded slate. We've got Alabama, Michigan, Louisville, Washington, South Carolina, Illinois. That's a top 20 matchup there. Baylor, LSU, and then 6:30 tomorrow night, we've got the first of what will ultimately be 4 quarterfinal games. Penn State and Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. The other 3 quarterfinals are Wednesday.
Okay, and we go live on ESPN Pensacola with that game at 6:30. Is that correct?
I believe we do, yes. Yeah, the Fiesta Bowl at 6, it actually says on our little sheet here. So tomorrow at 6, okay. I guess pregame coverage will begin for the Fiesta Bowl.
Okay, and that's 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
Yes.
Catch all that pregame stuff and get it all together before the game actually starts. Also, let's talk about tonight's Monday Night Football, the finale of Monday Night Football for the season.
Ugh,
it
such
is
a bummer.
Detroit at San Francisco.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one. It's just a bummer. I'm glad as a fan that the Niners aren't doing so well, just me personally. But I kind of hope this would be a bit better of a game. I'm assuming Detroit runs away with it, though.
Okay, and just for chuckles here, Saturday, and it's so strange saying Saturday NFL football. But
yeah.
We do have a couple of games. Cleveland at Baltimore.
Man, I got to take the Ravens. This was supposed to be a better game coming into this season, but the Browns have just struggled. So I'll take the Ravens big.
Okay, and it's Joe Burrow, Cincinnati taking on Pittsburgh.
Last time those two faced off, it was a shootout. That's tough. I'll take the Steelers, but they're not going to win big. That's going to be a tight one, just like the first one was.
All right, and that's pretty much a look at the NFL this afternoon.
All righty, 6:42 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Wanted to touch on this because I mentioned this earlier this afternoon, Chris. Getting in shape and losing weight is, unsurprisingly, the number one New Year's resolution by a wide margin. Healthy living experts warn not to bite off more than you can chew, though, and to start slow by building up your exercise routine instead of jumping into tough workouts. Just getting on a treadmill or walking for 20 minutes at least 3 times a week is a great place to start.
It sounds like the perfect place for me just to jump on in here. While we're saying this is going to help you. Well, why don't you go green this holiday season? And the first step would be recycling Christmas wrapping paper and boxes in that weekly sanitation collection. Holiday wrapping paper, along with other household paper, plastic, steel, aluminum, can be placed in your recycling container on the normal recycling pickup day. Keep the glitter, ribbons, tree stands, and foil wrapping out of the recycling bin. And believe me, you put a contaminated substance in there, our materials or so, that messes up and really can void out the whole load. So don't do it. It just quit putting the contaminants in recycling bin. It's that's the number one problem in this area is the contamination levels.
Yep.
And they're just absolutely off the charts. And that's what the, whether it be ECUA, whether it be City of Pensacola, Santa Rosa County, that's their top thing that they have to take issue to, is getting control of recycling contamination. And it starts with you. Put the right things in the right bin. That's as hard as it gets.
And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration out with several vehicle recalls, including 22,000 Kia electric EV9 SUVs. Some of those vehicles have seats with missing mounting bolts. Volvo is also recalling some of its 2023 and 2024 C40 electric crossovers because of potential airbag issues. Lamborghini recalling two of its 2024 Ruvelto models, because of possible oil leaks. A Mercedes-Benz recall is also active for several models, including some E350s and E450s because of rear axle issues. Ford is recalling nearly 12,000 F-150 Lightning BEVs because of potential losses to steering and control. Wow, that was a mouthful.
Okay, get ready. Additional bills will be becoming state law and go into effect on Wednesday. There's a slew of them. Let me just tell you. Here's a few of the changes. I pulled out some of the top ones here I want to pass on to you. No one in Florida under the age of 14 will be allowed to have a social media account. A voter's party affiliation may not be changed without the written consent of the voter. It is illegal to remain within 25 feet of a first responder who has verbally warned an offender to back off. Channel 3, by the way, our news partner, is all over that story today. Got some great graphics over there. The Florida building code has been modified, so sales drawings are not required to replace windows, doors, or garage doors in existing homes, and a bill to restrict drivers from using the left lane unless they're passing another vehicle using an exit or directed by emergency signs passed this year and goes into effect January 1st. Was that enough? There was like 40 other ones I could have gone through. But
no, I get the picture. And since you finished with one that was road-related, I'll get us another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see on the roads. If you're dealing with any problems, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 44. So it's going to be warmer throughout Tuesday, but as we get into Tuesday night, it's going to be quite chilly.
Okay. While you're talking about and teasing our great listeners about getting quite chilly, this is where the transition comes into play. Cold temperatures return to the area. How about that? Pretty choice.
Starting Wednesday officially.
Right lead in there. Just remember the four P's: pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave those faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. And it's a pretty darn good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring potted plants inside. So you say it's getting cold. That's the way to handle that.
Absolutely. And with it being 6:47 around this time every hour, we like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 418 points to 42,573. The S&P 500 lost 64 points to 59,07. And the NASDAQ dropped 235 points to 19,486.
Okay, time is running out. The University of West Florida's Haas Center is conducting that city annual residential satisfaction survey. Two ways to take it. You can do it online at uwf.edu/Haas Resident Survey, or after January 6th, you can call them up, 850-495-2666, and we'll always be happy to take your text at 850-437-1620 if you didn't get that information. We'll pass that along to you.
And Dunkin' will start selling a new Sabrina Carpenter-inspired drink tomorrow. Sabrina's Brown Sugar Shaken Espresso will be available for a limited time. The donut and coffee chain describes the drink as a handcrafted iced beverage combining Dunkin's bold espresso, brown sugar notes, and oat milk shaken to perfection.
Ooh.
Will you be buying?
Probably. Unfortunately, I probably will sucker into that one. Have you seen the video? I find it haunting because video is so available today. You got it in your phones. You got it, cameras. It's everywhere.
Right.
You know, Big Brother's looking in everywhere. You got it on street court. Anyway, did you see the footage of that airline crashing over in South Korea?
Ooh, no, but I did hear about it.
Oh, my goodness. Officials are now looking into that plane crash. If you have not seen the video on this, it's very haunting. It took place in South Korea. Greg Palcott is reporting from London today.
The Jeju Air Boeing plane on its way from Bangkok made a crash landing at an airport in the southwestern part of the country. Its landing gear, engines, and other systems malfunctioned. The plane ran off the runway, hit a barrier, exploded into flames, and broke up. While two crew members survived, 179 people were killed, including all of the passengers. Distraught families learned today it could be days before all the victims would be identified and the remains returned to their loved ones. South Korean officials say the airport issued a warning to the approaching plane of a possible bird strike. Shortly after, the plane's pilot issued a mayday call and confirmed it had been hit by birds. Experts say, though, that shouldn't alone have caused the catastrophic incident. In London, Greg Malcott, Fox News. Well,
one thing to pass on here. I did know in a previous report I was reading that the pilots did not survive that crash, but they said two crew members. You know, most of the flight attendants sit into the rear of the airplane.
Yes.
Back on that side. And if you noticed, when you saw the video of the crash, the rear end of the plane was untouched.
Really?
So maybe they were sitting back there and survived that way.
I'm not sure, but you know, when we actually continued discussing this this footage, I actually do think I saw it, and it was just a very sudden and violent turn of events.
You're looking at this aircraft and the landing gear collapsed, but you're looking at this aircraft careening down this runway.
Yeah,
and you're thinking this is obviously Hollywood or something. It was the real deal, and it just was haunting to see that. Just knowing there were people on that aircraft. Mm. And that's their ultimate demise. I mean, it was just horrible to it was horrible. That's all I can say about that one.
Absolutely.
All U.S. markets have returned to normal operating hours. Changes are definitely on the way for tomorrow. New York Stock Exchange closes early, 3 p.m., closes all day on Wednesday, New Year's Day. The NASDAQ's going to be open for normal trading hours on Tuesday, and then closed on New Year's Day. The U.S. bond market closes early tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and remains closed through New Year's Day. So if you're thinking about doing some trading, I'd get it done early in the morning.
All righty, 6:51 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Menendez family members using a new strategy in the hopes of getting brothers Lyle and Eric out of prison. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi. My name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back
to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Taking care of you on a Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. If you're thinking about playing Powerball, go ahead. $163 million on the line. $73.9 million, that is your cash option as you kind of slide out the door there. And as I always say, play wisely and good luck to you on that.
Absolutely. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on. If you have any issues on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 72, low of 44.
Okay, you could hear it down the hallways in Washington. Drill, baby, drill. You know what I'm talking about here. President-elect Donald Trump campaigned heavily on a promise to bring back oil drilling. Fox's Dan Springer takes a look at what this may look like under his second administration.
Alaska's Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says the Biden administration issued 67 executive actions and orders that curtailed oil and gas development. Now, the American Petroleum Institute has put out a roadmap, really a wish list for the incoming Trump administration. It includes repealing tailpipe rules and electric vehicle policies. Another big one, they want Trump to repeal Biden's ban on issuing new permits for the export of liquefied natural gas. Now, that would be a very big deal for Texas. By far the biggest oil and gas producer in the U.S. But the Natural Resources Defense Council is poised to use the courts to keep as much of the Biden energy policy in place as possible.
And mentioned this before the break, Menendez family members using a new strategy in the hopes of getting brothers Lyle and Eric out of prison. Relatives of Kitty and Jose Menendez hired a lawyer with plans to file a petition to transfer their case from the L.A. District Attorney's Office to the California Attorney General. The hope is AG Rob Bonta would be more supportive of their release. Eric and Lyle have spent nearly 35 years in prison following life sentences for the 1989 murders of their parents in Beverly Hills. New DA Nathan Hochman rejected the notion that the years of sexual abuse the Menendez brothers say they suffered at the hands of their father was not taken seriously at their 1995 trial.
Boy, are you thinking about 35 years? I covered that story. Geez, and peace.
Very loaded situation there.
It really is. Community Health Northwest Florida has launched a new program for pregnant women. This is always good. The Baby Bucks program allows women to get the support and services needed for a healthy pregnancy. Now, the program is designed to encourage pregnant women to keep their vital prenatal checkups. And if you want to get some more information about what you're doing, it's good work, by the way. Healthcarewithinreach.org. That is a great way to get some more information on that program, Baby Bucks program.
All righty. And but giving you a bit of a box office review, the only competition for Universal is Universal itself. The studio's Wicked adaptation has surpassed its adaptation of Mamma Mia, becoming the largest stage musical adaptation ever globally. My goodness, that's a lot of adaptations. The film has brought in more than $634 million at the global box office, with much of it coming from domestic ticket sales.
Okay, although Christmas has come and gone, don't forget, Hanukkah continues now through Thursday. I just thought I'd make sure you remembered that one. Pensacola Energy Gas customers, you may be eligible for a refund. This is connected to a 2015 class action lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges the city had been unlawfully collecting from 1970. I wonder if they're going to charge interest on this one.
I'm not sure.
That could get up there. The fees could amount to between $18 million and $20 million. The actual amount has not been determined by the court. The case is still in the pending mode. President-elect Trump criticizing a former Speaker of the House here today. Ryan Schmelz has details for you.
In a post on Truth Social, President-elect Trump says the decision to raise the debt ceiling in May of last year was one of the dumbest political decisions made in years. The deal raising the debt limit until January was negotiated between former Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team and the White House. President-elect Trump calls McCarthy a good man, and a friend of mine, but says the move made it Republicans' problem come January. Failing to raise the debt ceiling could result in the U.S. defaulting on its debt, which could have negative impacts on the economy. The debt ceiling will be among a number of issues the incoming Trump administration will have to address, which also includes a government funding deadline in March. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Washington state authorities say two men who were searching for a Sasquatch have been found dead in the forest. The Skamania County Sheriff's Office says two men from Portland went out hiking last week in a national forest to search for the legendary Sasquatch and had planned to return home on Christmas Eve. When they didn't return, a family member reported them missing on Christmas Day. After a three-day search, including canines and drones, the bodies of the men were found in a heavily wooded area. The Sheriff's Office says they appeared to have died of exposure. Man, why? Like, why would you do that?
Going to look for Sasquatch.
I understand people like just kind of going out and about, you know, for fun, but especially sure. If you are not prepared and you apparently are treating this like some genuine expedition, come on, what do you expect? It's harsh out there.
Okay, AAA free Toe to Go program continues through Thursday. This could help you out here. Toe to Go is a free service that provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and your vehicles. Now, if you want to activate the service and treat it as a last resort, if you don't mind, here's the number, 855-286-9246. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. We'll see you tomorrow for
local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.